Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank
Gaffney. Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. There are a few people who I admire more for the incredible service that they're rendering our country in that war for the free world than our first guest. He is Dr. Zudi Jasser, a medical doctor by training, a lieutenant commander in the United States Navy, now retired, who served in medical capacities, among other places, on Capitol Hill. These days, he is, in addition to his medical practice, the president and founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. He has also organized the Muslim Reform Movement and authored a very important book, A Battle for the Soul of Islam, an American Muslim patriot's fight to save his faith. We catch up with Dr. Jasser in the days following tremendously important testimony that he provided to Senator Ted Cruz's Justice Committee's Oversight Subcommittee. And I cannot tell you, Zudi, how much I appreciate what you said there and how much I look forward to talking with you about your recommendations to the committee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you, Frank. And, hats off to Senator Cruz's team and all of his advisors. I'm sure that include many in your team because, you know, I have to tell you, as an American, there's nothing that hurts me more than to see my country dishonest to its people and dishonest to the world and controlled by foreign influence. And I think we hit it out of the park as far as explaining to America why honesty and terminology is so important.
I wonder if you might agree with me that I think this hearing, with its focus on willful blindness and the extent to which this has really come to characterize the official U.S. government attitude towards, jihadism, towards the ideology that animates it, as you know, Sharia is what its adherents call it, and the other elements of what you've described as political Islam, theocratic Islam, represent in terms of denying us, as you say, the information we need to prevail in a fight that has as much the interest, I think, of Muslims like yourself as it does the rest of us at stake.
What was great about this hearing was it focused on one issue and how the 9/11 report used jihad, Islam, Islamism 400 or 500 times, and then after that, every other report since has used it 0 or 1 time. And how that terminology, while President Obama tries to patronize us and say, what's going to be solved if he changes one term? What solves is then the American people and our homeland security can be held accountable to the precursors. And the denial that the violent endpoints of political Islam and jihadism are not precursed by nonviolent or civilizational jihad or Sharia mentality of the Sharia state, that those precursors don't make any sense. And yet we have to hold our homeland security accountable to it and say, oh, why didn't you follow the father who was following the Taliban? Why didn't you follow the domestic violence? Why didn't you follow these other things? Well, those things aren't related to the current CVE paradigm. And my testimony was, for crying out loud, let's change it to CVI, Countering Violent Islamism, and the whole strategic security will change.
Yeah, you know, this is such a critical point. And again, Zudi Jasser, what I think you do that is simply incalculable importance is bring the perspective of somebody who's living within this community about which there is such concern, and your insights into what this kind of willful blindness means, not just to our ability to protect ourselves against jihadists, but what it means for people like yourself who are trying to help America prevail against this really toxic ideology. Discuss that a little bit, if you would, the emboldening and empowering of the enemies of our country rather than Muslims like yourself.
Yeah, the transformation and the narrative that the Muslim community is a monolith, whether they say the monolith is a peaceful religion or the other extreme that all Muslims are terrorists, both of those things embolden the enemy because it tells Muslims in America and it tells non-Muslims that, well, Islam is irreconcilable, we have to treat them as children, or we have to be beholden to the narrative from Saudi Arabia and Qatar that they are the true representatives of Islam. And I'll tell you, at the end of the day, that's what the Obama administration is afraid of. When they want to shake hands and work with the Saudi regime, Qatar, Turkey, other Islamists, and even Iran, they don't want to offend the narrative of those oppressors. So therefore, I would tell you, there's nothing that would melt away bigotry more than for the government to use these terms. And then Americans will say, wait a minute, oh, the Muslim community is not beholden to the theocrats of Iran and Saudi Arabia. They do disagree with them. The millions in the street in Egypt were rejecting the Brotherhood. And the Muslim reform movement would then have a seat at the table. But as long as there's no Islam and we hold our, you know, hands over our eyes and ears and pretend it doesn't exist, then the only people that can speak for us are the Brotherhood influencers within the White House, within the Department of Defense. And meanwhile, we become irrelevant because we have not had the resources and the attention and the platforms. And what this change in terminology would do is give us a platform to begin to say, you know what? And by the way, I hope no one believes for a minute that our Homeland Security isn't using these terms. The problem is they just don't write it into the books, but they have to in order to be doing any good work out there.
Yeah. But you drill down just a little bit on the role of the Muslim Brotherhood inside the wire of the U.S. government as you see it at this point. You called for an investigation of these groups, notably the Council on American Islamic Relations. But how are they actually now shaping policy along the lines you've just talked about?
Well, there's nothing more demonstrative of the fact that the center of gravity is always countering violent extremism, that somehow all they can talk about is the penchant for these militants to pick up a gun, to wear a suicide belt, but the ideology cannot play a role. And Farhan Akkara, even when pressed multiple times by senators, could not even answer the question whether radical Islam plays a role. And she even doubled down on the fact that it's harmful to say that and couldn't explain why. Well, the Muslim Brotherhood, once we start to understand that political Islam and Sharia's Islam is connected to radicalization, then they become foreign entities. They become enablers of the enemy's ideology. Until we get to that point, they continue to serve a purpose. So one of their law, and this is why they're part of the OIC lobby and why the OIC, even though domestically in countries like Qatar or Saudi Arabia may claim to be anti-brotherhood, globally in the land of war versus the land of Islam here in the West, they work together to push the Islamist narrative, because that Islamist narrative keeps America, the promoters of freedom and liberty across the world. We won't promote that as long as Islam is perceived as incompatible with freedom and Islam has one narrative. If it has multiple narratives, the Brotherhood influence goes away. So the whole crux of the Brotherhood's power in Washington and in the Beltway and the OIC power is based on pushing this mantra of Islamophobia and keeping us deaf and dumb to Sharia and the influence of theocratic ideas.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. And what we're going to be talking a little bit more about later in the program with Nina Shea, a friend of yours and mine, Vizuti, you've also been serving, of course, on a commission she long served on, the International Religious Freedom Commission. Notwithstanding the efforts of Farhan Akkara specifically to try to get you thrown off of that, and the irony of having this Muslim Brotherhood advocate, I know they call their group Muslim Advocates, but it seems Muslim Brotherhood advocate is better descriptor, sitting next to you as you talked about this challenge for not just the soul of Islam, as you talk about in your book, but for America's security to the extent that we're relying on the wrong people. It was really, as you say, historic in terms of the importance both substantively and sort of in terms of the visuals.
We need to start having deep investigations on how the Council on American Islamic Relations, Muslim Public Affairs Council, and these other Islamist groups that I detailed in my testimony, how their operations actually make us weaker and how they're actually enabling foreign entities. And I'll tell you, I did push back to some of the senators about, you know, if we really want to see change in Syria and navigate a third pathway away from Assad's Iran and away from ISIS, that third pathway has to be led by Muslims. Istanbul was being attacked as we gave testimony, and those are Sunnis that are being attacked because of this internecine war.
That's absolutely right. Zuhdi Jasser, we have to leave it at that for the moment, but I do hope you'll come back to us again very soon. And needless to say, I pray that you will stay safe and keep up the terrific work you do at the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, the Muslim Reform Movement, and of course, good luck with getting the word out around your book, A Battle for the Soul of Islam. Next up, Harold Rode. We'll talk about Turkey and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.